My name is Negi. Our CEO, Eva Chen, has not been able to participate, and it will only be a video message. However, in regard to her message and in regard to the strategic products that are introduced, please ask us questions, and myself and Mr. Omikawa will reply to any questions. And we can take questions in regard to matters that are not included in the presentation. Now I'd like to first talk about the fourth quarter. It is 24.3 billion net sales and operating income of 5.7 billion. Now, this is above our forecast, but because of the situation without the FX impact, if we look at the very bottom line, we see minus 1%. So we had initially anticipated flat. So it is slightly lower than our forecast in that sense, but in a yen-denominated basis, it is higher. So in that sense, the fourth quarter had the impact of the depreciation of the yen reflected. Those are the dollar-denominated numbers. And then here, because of the depreciation of the yen, where was the impact is indicated. We had anticipated a 4.4 billion yen impact, but it was 5.8 billion in terms of operating income. And in terms of the net sales, we exceeded by 200 million yen. This is in yen-denominated terms, and this is because of the FX impact. Next, in regard to the people cost, it is higher than we anticipated. We had 5,200 employees, of which 80% are located overseas. And so if we have the depreciation of the yen, then for all currencies aside from the yen becomes higher, and so the people costs become higher. As for the outsourcing costs, we're trying to reduce this. We're doing cost management. And so, therefore, on the cost side, we were able to lower it. And in terms of the operating income, we were able to go 400 million yen higher than our forecast. Now, on the net sales, the impact of the depreciation of the yen immediately comes. But in the operating income, because of people costs, when there is the depreciation of the yen, it's not always a positive effect. And in terms of operating income, there is not much impact of the depreciation of the yen. So therefore, it is 180 million yen cost side effect. And there were some adjustments in the stock option side where we reduced the cost slightly. If there was not that impact, then the cost may have been higher than what we have here. This is the net sales growth by region, and this is looked at in terms of yen-denominated basis. And if we look at this without the impact of FX, it's minus 3% in Japan. And in the post-GAAP, after the deferred revenues are taken into consideration, it's minus 1% in the U.S. and plus 2% in Europe. Now, if we look at this on that basis, then we can see that it seems as if Europe did better than Japan. But later on, in regard to the net sales before deferred revenue, we see that the situation is different. So we will be showing that later on. And this is net sales. I've mentioned about the factors already. And this is without the impact of the foreign exchange. And if we go on a it was minus 1% if we exclude the FX factor. Now, it could be down or flat, and this is because of the North America and European situation. If we look at this sales by segment, it's 3% plus for consumer and 0% for enterprise. And here in Japan, we had good performance in consumer, whereas in North America, the results were not so good. So we just have slightly better numbers for consumer than enterprise. This is the share by region. This is pre-GAAP. This is before adjusting deferred revenue. And here, If we look at this without the impact of FX included, then as mentioned, that minus 3% in Japan and plus 2% in Europe, but then it would be plus 2% in Japan on this basis, and in Europe it would be minus 10. So if we look at this before adjusting for deferred revenue, we can see that the fourth quarter results in Europe was not so good. And in regard to the lowlights and highlights, I will be talking about this later on. But when the sales cycle is long in the fourth quarter to the first quarter, there are those that are closed, they could not be closed in the fourth quarter, there's a major impact. And in the North American market, now, in our case, we have to depend on the dealer sales, and there was Windows 8 shipments that impacted things. And we're mainly selling through Best Buy, and Best Buy sales are stagnant, and so that impacted things, so that it's minus 6%. And there is these double-digit negative numbers that are reflected here. And this is the deferred revenue, and this is also the deferred revenue. And then after that, we have the cost area. From the third to the fourth quarter, there was a 800 million yen increase. Where did the increase come about? Well, it's the people costs reflected in yellow. And then in the rose color, there is the administration costs. And there are also seasonal factors at work. And there's also the foreign exchange impact. In the 800 million yen, about half of that, or 400 million yen, occurred because of the depreciation of the yen between the third quarter and the fourth quarter, so that in net increase basis, it is 400 million yen. And this is a pre-gap and post-gap. And this is the pre-gap versus total costs. And then next is cash flows. Now it's minus 7% for operating income, so it has a minus 7% year-on-year growth. But this is the cash flows from operating activities, and it's approximately 9 billion yen. And then the highlights for Q4. In the case of Japan, of course, Windows 8 was not selling that well here in Japan, but despite the tough circumstances, the consumer business in the fourth quarter did well. And also for the strategic products, there were some delays in the major deals, but we're seeing steady growth. Meanwhile, for the Q4 lowlights, as mentioned, the consumer business in the U.S. Is lower than what we had anticipated. And also in Europe, here, of course, there were major deals that we were able to get, but on a macro basis, the situation is not clear, and this is still continuing, so we cannot be optimistic about the situation in Europe. And there's also the long sales cycle for the strategic products. Now, we hope that there will be larger scale and more stable situation, or maybe we should improve upon the sales processes. Well, in regard to closing of the sales, we do not have a high degree of accuracy yet. This is nothing to comment about here. As for the non-operating items and extraordinary losses, there's nothing except for the impairment loss. There was the acquisition that was made in UK. This is for the freemium data backup. And we tried to do this, but there were too many free products, and it was not so attractive for the enterprise market. And there's a product called SafeSync. But we were trying to focus on the enterprise market, and in that area, we do believe that there is still a market, including that for encryption. But in regard to the acquired company, there was a lot of products and brands for the consumer market, and so there was the goodwill impairment loss, which was the biggest factor here.
Now, looking at the annual full-year figures, it looks like this. This is a summary of all the numbers that we have disclosed for every quarter, so there's nothing specific to comment, although there are many negative numbers. And 2012, basically both sales and profit went down, so it's not been a good year for us. And another thing I would like to share with you This is dividends. So 65% of the net income is the payout. So approximately 67 yen per share. Unfortunately, 22% down compared to the previous year's dividend. And this is subject to approval of the shareholders' meeting in March. So the cash return is declining. Unfortunately, the profit has been declining. And the dividend payout ratio is tied to the income level. So unfortunately, the dividend level is now lower than before. But going forward, if the profit level improves, the dividend ratio should level should also recover. Now, Q1 assumptions. Japan is expected to be flat, 15% increase in North America and Europe. Major impact by the exchange rate and approximately 600 million yen for stock option expenses. And 2013 projection, 24.7 billion yen net sales, and 1% increase in operating income, 5.6 billion, and 2% growth, excluding exchange rate impact. And as I mentioned before, for 2013 projection, growth rate of a lower end of one digit in terms of the net sales. That's what I mentioned before, and the projection has not really changed. Of course, because of depreciation of yen, the value would change, but basically, if the exchange rate was the same, the projection would have been the same as well. So we do not expect to change the projection by a great deal, but there are impacts of Abenomics as well as some major deal discussions going on. So based on the result of that, hopefully the numbers will come out better than this. But for the time being, we want to maintain the same projection as what we had before. And that's all from me. And later on, during the Q&A, I would like to respond to any questions you may have.